Ciao, cari ascoltatori di 3 Minutes Italian. Hello to all my dear listeners of 3 Minutes Italian. As I mentioned in the last episode, today we are going to learn how to give directions in the streets in Italian. But first, do you remember how to ask for infos? Last time I gave you 3 common options. Number 1. Scusi, per San Marco? Number 2. Scusi, come vado a San Marco? Number 3. Scusi, per andare a San Marco? Now you're ready to continue your journey into basic Italian. Iniziamo! Vai means go. For example, vai dritto or vai sempre dritto means go straight. Vai dritto, vai sempre dritto. Gira means turn. Gira a destra. Turn right. Gira a sinistra. Turn left. Vai dritto, poi gira a destra alla seconda traversa. This means go straight, then turn right at the second road. Seconda means second. It's very similar to English. Torna indietro. Go back. Torna indietro, vai sempre dritto e poi gira a sinistra. Go back. Then go straight and then turn left. Fai il ponte. Fai il ponte. Cross the bridge. This sentence is very common in Venice since it's the city of bridges. There are 446 of them. Prendi il sottopassaggio. Prendi il sottopassaggio. Take the underpass. We don't have underpasses in Venice, but all other Italian cities might have them. Wow, so many new sentences. Let's review all of them. The first one was vai dritto or vai sempre dritto. Then I said gira a destra, gira a sinistra. And then torna indietro, torna indietro. Fai il ponte, fai il ponte. And last one was prendi il sottopassaggio. Prendi il sottopassaggio. Fine, bravissimo. Now you should thank the person who gave you the right direction to reach your favorite spot. Do you remember how to thank in Italian? If you want to actually learn basic Italian in your most suitable time, you should definitely take a look at our video course. Just click on the second link in the description. See you soon. Ci vediamo. Ciao.